7.
What is up? Good morning, greetings, and welcome, friends, to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben. Nutritional pharmacist number 12275 from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and acne and psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may think that's a miracle, this healing, renewing, regenerating system is really just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we're here for you on The Bright Side. We welcome your phone calls at 855-660-4261. If you have a success story you'd like to share, if you have questions about the longevity formulations or longevity products, if you've heard about an ingredient or you read an article and you want some clarification, if you want to contribute to the conversation, we welcome your phone calls at 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Get on board early. The phone lines fill up quickly, and it is first come, first serve. We try to get to all our calls, but inevitably, there are folks that end up on hold, so we encourage you to call as soon as you can at 855-660-4261. If you have questions about the longevity products or you want to purchase any of the longevity products that you hear us talk about, you can call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, or you can head over to my website at brightsideben.com. We have a shopping cart up with all the longevity products and a join the team link that you can click on if you want to start a longevity business and help spread the word about the power and the importance of a nutritional supplement program, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, click on the join the team link and join me in my mission to help educate the world about the importance and power of a good nutritional supplement program. You can also check out my blog at pharmacistben.com. We update it regularly. We've got news stories up there, and I try to get blog posts up there at least a couple times a week, new blog posts anyway, at pharmacistben.com. And you can also go to benfuchsarchive.com if you want to review any of the programs that you may have missed, or if you want to go over any programs that you have questions about. They're all tagged at BenFuchsArchive.com. Thank you to my friend Peter in the UK. Okay, we are talking about the electromagnetic effects of one of my favorite minerals, sulfur. I call it the forgotten mineral because you never hear anything about sulfur. Sulfur is electromagnetic, and it's particularly electromagnetic when it interacts with the sun. And this isn't always a good thing. Acid rain is produced by the reaction between sulfur pollution from coal burning and from industry and the sun. On the other hand, in a more beneficial vein, the same kind of reaction that occurs between the sun and pollution that forms acid rain also occurs in a miniature version in the body. The sun does the same thing on the skin that it does to pollutants in the air, except without the acid. We'll be talking about this here in a second. And what ends up being created is one of the most powerful elements in all of biology. And it's something you never hear about, but a lot of researchers now believe that problems with the production of this element or problems with intake of this element are behind our obesity epidemic, maybe behind diabetes, the diabetes epidemic, and maybe behind heart disease. I'll tell you what I mean here in a moment. I've been calling sulfur the forgotten nutrient, as essential as sulfur is, and it's super, super essential, super, super fundamental. But you know what? There's not even a recommended daily allowance for sulfur, and sulfur is rarely included in multiple vitamin formulations. One of the neatest things about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is, indeed, you will get sulfur. You'll get organic sulfur. You'll get sulfur in one of its most usable forms, MSM. We'll be talking about MSM here, if not today, tomorrow or the next day. Beyond Tangy Tangerine, two scoops contain about 100 milligrams of MSM. Sulfur is so underappreciated that a lot of nutrition books don't even mention it. A lot of biochemistry books hardly mention sulfur, and perhaps this is because sulfur is really so fundamental to the life force that it's really, theoretically anyway, it should be found everywhere in the food supply. Sulfur is highly electromagnetic. You couldn't run your car without sulfur. That green-yellow stuff that forms on the top of your batteries, that's sulfur. Sulfur's got that same kind of electrical property, electrical role to play in the body. Sulfur's got, sulfur helps run the electricity of the body. Remember, our body is an electrical system. We are electrical beings. We're just as electrical as your TV set or your computer or your air conditioner or your fan or any kind of electrical appliance that you have. We're the same kind of electrical system. And just like sulfur provides electrical energy to run your car, to fuel your car battery, sulfur provides electrical energy to run our bodies as well. Maybe next to oxygen, sulfur may be the most highly electrical element in the body. Fluoride is electrical as well. Between fluoride, oxygen, and sulfur, you have three of the most powerful electrical elements in the human body. Now, sulfur should be in the food supply, and this is perhaps one of the reasons why we don't hear a lot about sulfur supplementation, but of course, as we all know, because we've been trashing our soil and over-farming for so long, foods have fractions of the nutritional value that they used to. And in much the same way that minerals and nutrients are deficient in foods, more and more sulfur deficiency is being believed by researchers and scientists and people who study these things to be one of the more important nutritional deficiencies, one of the more important nutrient deficiencies in, that result as a from over-farming and from soil depletion. Food processing, by the way, is another egregious cause of sulfur deficiencies. When foods are reassembled, when foods are disassembled and they're reassembled to form these distorted chicken nuggets and fake chicken breasts and veggie burgers, it's not uncommon for sulfur to be lost in the process. And because most folks don't regard sulfur as being important, most foods aren't fortified with sulfur, and sulfur is not going to be replaced in the chicken nuggets and the fake chicken breasts and the veggie burgers that are made from reassembled, disassembled, and reassembled food. So sulfur deficiency, as it turns out, may be a hidden epidemic. Dr. Kilmer McCulley, we had him on the program about a year ago. Dr. Kilmer McCulley is one of the true visionary and pioneers in the world of cardiac medicine. He was on the Bright Side, I think, probably about maybe a year and a half ago, and he was talking about sulfur deficiency as a cause of homocysteine. Many of you have heard of homocysteine as being a cause of heart disease. Well, Dr. McCulley believes that it may actually be sulfur deficiency that causes the problems with homocysteine. It may actually be sulfur deficiency that is behind heart disease, as well as elevated homocysteine levels and obesity and diabetes and other health issues. There's a very important relationship between the sun and sulfur. Many of the reactive chemicals in the body, sun-reactive chemicals in the body, like serotonin, for example, melatonin, tryptophan, many of these sun-reactive chemicals are sun-reactive because they contain sulfur. In the same way that the sun converts waste products from industrial pollution, sulfur dioxide basically, into acid rain, when solar radiation, when ultraviolet radiation from the sun hits sulfur-containing elements in the skin, it creates something very similar to acid rain, except it's not toxic because it doesn't start off as being toxic. It's kind of a gentle version of acid rain. It's a gentle version of activated sulfur, not the monstrous, toxic, polluted version that's produced from industrial emission of coal, but it's a gentle version of acid rain, and it's something that's very, very active, and it's something that's very, very important for helping the body maintain its electrical activity, and it's something that you can eat, it's something you should eat, and it's something you never hear anybody talking about, and I'll tell you what I mean when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Our number is 855-660-4222. We're going to take a break and come back with more good health information right after this. Don't go away.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right. One that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. Thank you for joining us, friends. We are here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com and benfuchsarchive.com. You'll find a shopping cart up there with brightsideben.com anyway, with all the longevity products, including the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite. Longevity product, it's $50 a canister. It is loaded with nutrients, especially fat-soluble nutrients. It's got sulfur in there and B vitamins, vitamin C, inositol. It's got dimethylglycine for the digestive system, zinc for your skin, selenium for your prostate. Truly a cornucopia of nutrients. It's $50 a canister. And most folks will notice results within one or two doses. You can find out all about it at brightsideben.com. You can also find a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a longevity business. Or just get your Beyond Tangy at the wholesale price, or any of your longevity products at the wholesale price. Click on the Join the Team link, or give the Brightside Ben phone team a call at 866-735-2470. Okay, so we're talking about sulfur, and sulfur's most important element in the body, or sulfur's most important form in the body, and this is something you hardly ever hear anything about, but this form of sulfur is really how sulfur carries around its electrical energy. This form of sulfur is called sulfate, S-U-L-F-A-T-E, sulfate. And in the same way that the sun converts sulfur dioxide into acid rain, the sun can convert sulfur in the skin into sulfates. Sulfates are, in effect, a sunshine battery, a sunlight battery. And when the sun hits sulfur and converts it into sulfate, that sulfate can travel around throughout the body. That sulfate can make cholesterol more water-soluble, so cholesterol can travel around more effectively throughout the body and do its work. That sulfate can make vitamin D more water-soluble, so vitamin D can do more of its work. That's why you hear about vitamin D sulfate or cholesterol sulfate. It's this reaction between the sun and sulfur that activates sulfur and forms sulfates, which are in many ways maybe the most important electrically active molecule in the body. You never hear anything about sulfates. Sulfates are a sunshine battery. Sulfates can turn on chemical reactions in the body. Sulfates turn on the immune system. Sulfates can turn on the immune system chemicals to fight cancer. Sulfates can turn on immune system chemicals to detoxify substances, to detoxify drugs, to detoxify bacteria, to detoxify heavy metals. All of this is coming from the sun, folks. How important is that? In other words, you go out in the sun hits sulfur, sulfur turns into sulfate, sulfate then can act like a supercharged electromagnetic battery that it can improve the detoxification properties of numerous chemicals in the body, that can improve the activity of cholesterol, that it can improve the activity of vitamin D, and this is all coming from the sun, that yet the boneheaded medical community will tell you to stay away from the sun and to slather on sunscreen to keep yourself from getting skin cancer, never mentioning the importance of activation of sulfur and the formation of sulfates. If you ever heard about how vitamin D is made from the sun, what you're really hearing about is the activation of sulfur by the sun, and this all is related to our friend and the medical model's favorite whipping boy, and that is cholesterol. Cholesterol is activated by the sun largely because of this sulfur-sulfate chemical reaction, and the same is true about vitamin D. So sulfates, in my opinion anyway, are one of the most interesting, as well as anonymous, molecules in the body. But you don't hear a lot about sulfates, as functional as they may be. They're one of the ways that nature and the human body passes around electrical energy. Sulfates are like an energy ferry. Actually, sulfates are like the energy part, and they travel on a ferry. The ferry is cholesterol. Cholesterol acts as a little boat or a little ferry that transports sulfate batteries throughout the body to activate chemistry and to detoxify and stimulate the immune system. By the way, if you ever used Epsom salts, you have used sulfates. Epsom salts are sulfates. They're magnesium sulfates specifically. And while most people know about magnesium, hardly anyone ever gives any love to the sulfate. One of the most important roles that sulfates play in the body is they make other substances water-soluble. Cholesterol, for example, is just a waxy substance, and it isn't very water-soluble, but when it becomes sulfated, then it can travel around through the blood very effectively. Same is true about vitamin D. Same is true about many toxins in the body. So sulfates can help make toxins, heavy metals, bacteria, water soluble, so the body can excrete them. This process is called sulfation. Sulfates can make cholesterol and vitamin D more water soluble. And sulfur or sulfates can make magnesium more water soluble as well. Thus, the importance of using Epsom salt. Sulfates are like little magnetic particles that float around through the body looking to activate chemistry and generally make things happen in the body. And one of the ways they do this is by making substances more water soluble, allowing substances like cholesterol and vitamin D and toxins to interact with water more effectively. Sulfates act like a bridge between a fatty molecule like cholesterol and watery medium like the blood. Sulfate sits in between, for example, cholesterol and the blood, and allows cholesterol to travel through the blood much more easily. It does the same thing with Epsom salts. That's why Epsom salts can help you get magnesium into your blood. Taking a bath in magnesium oxide, for example, or magnesium chloride isn't going to get you much magnesium benefits, but if you take a bath with a little magnesium sulfate in the water, that is Epsom salts in the water, you can actually get that magnesium to pass through your skin and into your blood. And even more exciting, you can actually get the sulfate into your blood as well. So if you take a bath in Epsom salts, not only are you going to be upping your blood concentration of magnesium, but you're also going to be increasing your sulfate content, and that means more electrical energy, and that means more detoxification, and that means better cholesterol effects, and that means better vitamin D effects. And oh, by the way, there's a lot of folks who believe that impaired sulfation and problems with sulfation and low levels of sulfates can have a negative effect on brain health. There's some research that indicates that autistic people may have a problem creating sulfates, may have an enzyme deficiency that affects their ability to make sulfates. All of this is to say that anything you can do to up the sulfate levels in your body is going to be in your interest. Now, sulfates come in through foods and they come in through vegetation. These days we have a problem, of course, with over-farming and with nutrient deficiencies in foods. The sulfates are not found in foods as much as they should be, but you can always go out and get some sun. That's a great way to up your sulfate levels, and taking a bath in Epsom salts is yet another way to up your sulfate levels. And probably the best way to make sure that you're getting enough sulfates is to eat a specific kind of food that these days we're told we're not supposed to eat a lot of. I went to the Health Freedom Expo, and there are a lot of vegans and a lot of vegetarians out there, and vegans and vegetarians are especially at risk for problems with sulfate deficiency. That's because one of the ways that we make sulfates involves amino acids that are found in animal products, specifically the amino acids methionine and cysteine. Cysteine deficiency is not as significant as methionine deficiency. That's because methionine is an essential amino acid, which means you better be getting it in your diet or you're going to be in big trouble. And animal products are always going to be your best sources of sulfates. Now, there's another chemical that sounds like sulfates, sounds like the word sulfate, but unlike sulfate, this is a chemical that a lot of people have problems with. And we'll tell you what that is on our next Bright Side episode. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're coming back with your phone calls right after this. Don't go away.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook, sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Our number is 855-660-4261. We do have a full board. When you hear somebody hang up, that's your cue to give us a shout. If you've got questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, the longevity products, if you want to contribute to the conversation, or if you just want to share a success story. Tomorrow we'll tell you about a chemical, a molecule that sounds like sulfates, but unlike sulfates, this is a molecule that you can have some serious unpleasant reactions to, and this is a chemical that's found in many foods. And it sounds a lot like sulfates, but it's not sulfates, and I'll tell you what that is tomorrow as we continue talking about the importance of sulfur and the importance of elements, non-calcium elements, for bone health. This is all as it regards osteoporosis, and we'll continue our discussion tomorrow on sulfur, sulfates, and this other chemical that's found in foods that, unlike sulfur and sulfates, is something that you may not want to interact with a lot, especially if you have problems with asthma and the immune system. We'll tell you what that is tomorrow. On the bright side, time to hit our phones, 855-660-4261. Carl in Texas, welcome back to
the
bright
buddy.
Side. Hey, what's cooking, man?
Hey, man. Nothing right now. I'm just sitting behind my desk here. What I wanted to find out, I know you were talking about one other thing that we got on yesterday about unsaturated oil. I got three things, but the first one was unsaturated oil. And what should I use? I mean, what
unsaturated
is
oils?
Yeah, if I'm supposed to use that with the red vegetables and all that stuff.
Okay,
so
yeah,
can,
yeah, good question. Good question. Let me just cut to the chase here on oils. There's two main kinds of oils that we call them: unsaturated and saturated. Saturated, from a biochemistry standpoint, means that it's got it doesn't have any double bonds, but from a visual standpoint, from a practical standpoint, from a consumer standpoint, a saturated fat is a solid fat. It's a hard fat. Coconut oil is a saturated fat. Butter is a saturated fat. Margarine is largely a saturated fat, although it's artificially saturated. Hard fats are saturated. Liquid fats are unsaturated. Liquid fats that contain essential fatty acids, which are two very specific kinds of fats, are the kinds of unsaturated fats that are going to be the best ones for you, the most nutritionally valuable for you, but at the same time, the most unstable. And remember, in the world of nutrition, when something is really good for you, it is also very unstable. And when something's unstable, you got to be really, really careful, especially when it comes to oils. You got to keep your oils in the fridge when they're unstable. You got to use them fresh when they're unstable. And you don't want to cook with them when they're unstable, and you don't want to expose them to oxygen when they're unstable. This is where oils get a bad press, and this is where people whose nutritional advice I personally ordinarily respect, this is where I tend to disagree with these folks, because they believe that because of the instability of oils that you shouldn't use them at all. Now, I'm not buying that, because these essential fatty acids are so darn important, it just seems like you're throwing out the baby with the bathwater when you just avoid oils entirely because of their instability. So what you want to do with your oils is you want to mix up different kinds of oils. You want to use saturated oils, that is solid oils, especially butter and coconut oil, and you want to use them liberally. Put butter on all your veggies. Put coconut oil on all your veggies. As I was saying yesterday, when you mix oils with your veggies, you pull out those oil-soluble phytonutrients, and you make them easier for the body to access and absorb and utilize. If you have your gallbladder missing, if you have a liver problem, if you have any fat malabsorption issues, and probably 30% of Americans have some degree of fat malabsorption, that means your carotenes and your flavonoids and your phytosterols and all of these nutrients that protect you from cancer and protect you from the sun and keep you from aging rapidly, all these vegetable and plant-based nutrients are not going to be available to you. So by mixing them up, with a little bit of oil, coconut oil or butter, you can allow your body to access them more readily, especially if you use just a teeny, teeny, teeny little bit of heat, like steam. You don't want to heat the oil. You want to steam the vegetable and then put the oil on top. Now, if you use butter or coconut oil, those tend to be a little bit more heat stable. So those are the kind of oils you want to cook with. Now, as far as liquid oils go, unsaturated oils go, your best ones are going to be the ones that have the most essential fatty acids. Now, there's two kinds of essential fatty acids, as you probably know. There's the omega-6 variety, and there's the omega-3 variety. And the standard American diet, we get lots of omega-6s, but we don't get, or lots of omega-6 oils, but we don't necessarily get enough omega-3 oils. Now, that's not to say we actually get the essential fatty acids, because if you cook with your corn oil, or you cook with your almond oil, or you cook with your sesame or your soy oil, you're going to lose those valuable EFAs. So even though we're eating the oils that contain the omega-6s, we're not necessarily getting the omega-6s, which is why you want to make sure that you're using omega-6 rich oils like almond oil and sunflower oil and safflower oil and even corn oil and sesame oil. Some of these are GMOs, GMO oils that you want to stay away from, but non-GMO kinds of oils, you want to make sure you're not cooking with these kind of oils. You want to make sure that you're not exposing them to light or to oxygen. You want to make sure they're fresh, and you want to make sure they're in the refrigerator and you're keeping them cold. Olive oil, by the way, does not contain a lot of essential fatty acids. It contains hardly any essential fatty acids, and as delicious as olive oil is and as valuable as it may be, it's not a good source of EFA. So to answer your question, in my opinion, the best kind of oils that you want to use for cooking and for eating are, number one, saturated oils like coconut oil and butter, and lots of it. And number two, liquid oils of the omega-6 rich variety, sesame, macadamia nut, hazelnut, peanut, for example. Make sure they're not GMOs. As well as oils of the omega-3 variety, and that is flaxseed oil is probably the best. Hemp seed oil is also good. Macadamia nut oil has got some omega-3s in it as well. Make sure the only oil you cook with, however, is butter and coconut oil, which technically are saturated fats more than they are oils, even though we call coconut oil. Those are the only oils you want to cook with, butter and coconut oil, and even then you don't want to cook too much with them. The other oils you want to put on your veggies or put on your salads. And salads are a great place for oil, by the way. You want to put them on your veggies and your salads cold, not cooked. One last thing, Carl, and then we'll let you go. Always mix salt and oil together. The combination are highly electrical. Salts are ionized. They're electrically charged elements. Oils have lots of electrical energy as well, and the combination not only is super high in electrical energy, but the combination is incredibly, incredibly tasty because oils make things taste better. They spread the spread molecules on your tongue. They activate more, allow you to activate more taste buds, and they make foods taste better. And the combination of oils and salt and oils and spices are super, super, super tasty. Try making a salad and don't put anything on it, and then dump a bunch of oil, and then dump a bunch of salt and pepper and garlic and whatever your favorite spices are, and notice how much tastier your oil and spice salad is than just a plain salad. And that'll give you an idea of the taste-enhancing benefits of oils and fats as well as spices. Does that help you, buddy?
Yeah, it does, and I'll let the other callers do their thing. I'll call you tomorrow the next day about the other two questions I have.
Okay, God bless, buddy. Have a beautiful day, Carl. Okay, thanks so much for your call. Appreciate it. Vicki in Michigan, what's going on?
Hi, Ben. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, what's up?
Two questions. I have woke up on the 27th of April. My lips were swollen, as far as I can tell, and I can't talk that clear. And they've been swollen since then. My doctor switched me out on different medications, from blood pressure medications.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's a good question, actually. You still taking the medicine?
Yeah, well, I'm taking the newer one that she just gave me.
What's it called? What's the new medicine called?
The new medicine that she just gave me is called Nepocrine.
Nepocrine, I don't know what that is. Hang tight, Vicki. You've got to take a break. We'll come back right after this.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am pharmacist Ben Vicky in Michigan. What's the name of that medicine that you were talking about, ma'am? I didn't catch the name.
The medicine is nifedipine.
Oh, nifedipine. Oh, okay. Good old nifedipine. That's an old-timer. It's a calcium channel blocker. For your blood pressure, they're giving it to you?
Yes.
Okay. So what's the deal? Tell me about, you having a problem with it?
One,
side effects?
I had Lisinopril. I've had three different ones, and each one has broken me out of an allergic reaction. But all this has been going on since the 27th of April, and I was wondering if the Tandy Tangerine would do something to, like, help get the swelling down, or
I'm not catching your swelling. Well, tell me about your swelling.
The swelling is they don't know the doctor doesn't seem to know what it's coming from. That's why she's been switching me out on different.
Well, your doctor's a bonehead. Let me tell you why you got swelling. You got swelling because your immune system has been activated and it's trying to mobilize white blood cells to the area. What part of your body is swollen? What part of your body is swollen, ma'am?
My lips.
Your lips are swollen. Okay, so there's a lot of, the lips contain a lot of what's called lymphatic vessels. The lymph system is your poison control system. It's a sewage system. It's like a circulatory system for poisons in addition to being for nutrients as well. When you have swelling as a response to medication, what you're probably looking at is a defensive reaction, which is understandable because you're basically putting poison into your body. That's what a prescription drug is. Listen, Vicky. And all our listeners, you can't take a prescription drug and not expect to have some kind of defensive response. Swelling is a classic example of a defensive response. Vicky, go to your doctor. You say, "Doctor, isn't swelling a classic example of a defensive response?" And she'll say, "Well, gosh, I think you might be right, Vicky." And then you say, "Doctor, if you're giving me something that's activating a defensive response, is that really good for me? Should I really be activating my body's defenses with a so-called therapeutic or medicinal kind of treatment?" Maybe your doctor, maybe it'll get through her brain that drugs are probably not the solution to a high blood pressure problem, which itself is the manifestation of a stress response. So you're putting a burden on your body, and that's what the swelling is. She can keep trying different drugs, but the fact of the matter is that your body is sensitive and it's responding to the drugs the way it should be responding to poisons. It's helping you fight the poisons. It doesn't know that you're taking the drug for a good reason. It thinks the drug is some kind of poison, which it is, and it's trying to protect you from it, and that's what the swelling is. It's a manifestation of a defensive or a protective response. So here's what you need to do, my dear. There's no magic that's going to help remove the swelling as long as you got the poison in the body, but the Beyond Tangy Tangerine will absolutely help you with the blood pressure. What you want to do is you want to try to address your blood pressure in as a gentle and as non-toxic a fashion. This is my opinion anyway. Address your blood pressure in as gentle and a non-toxic fashion as possible. The easiest, quickest, gentlest, most effective way to lower your blood pressure. You ready for this, Vicky? I'm going to tell you how to do this. It's going to cost you 0 cents. It's going to add years to your life. And if you do this and lay off of your drugs, your lip swelling will probably go away and your blood pressure will drop too. You ready? Deep diaphragmatic breathing. High blood pressure is a manifestation, a sign that there's some kind of stress going on. It's the body's attempt to drive more blood to the tissues so that you can run from the tiger, which your body thinks is about to eat you. So you got to relax the body. That's how you handle handle hypertension, high blood pressure. Relax the body. Many ways to do it, but the quickest way to relax the body, to turn off the stress response, to turn off what's called the sympathetic nervous system activation, which is what high blood pressure is a sign of, is to sit down, practice deep, slow diaphragmatic breathing, and I emphasize the word slow. As you're breathing in through the nose and out through the nose, you want to make sure you're doing it super, super slowly. And if you can take yourself a hot bath while you do it, it's even more effective. In fact, if you take a hot bath and practice deep, slow diaphragmatic breathing, your blood pressure may drop so low that you might pass out. So you don't want to drop it too low. You got to be a little bit careful. But that is an indicator to you how effectively you can drop your own blood pressure with no doctors, with no drugs, and with no toxicity and side effects. Because as far as I know, taking a hot bath and practicing deep breathing techniques does not cause any side effects except for making you feel better. All right, ma'am? Does that help you?
My second question is about the Tangy Tangerine. My
yes.
niece is 22 weeks pregnant. Can she take the
Yes.
for her to
Heck yes. She'll have a smarter baby. She'll have a healthier baby. She'll have a stronger baby. She'll have a baby with less likelihood of birth complications. Heck yes. And pregnant women can benefit tremendously from the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Keep in mind, folks, when you have a baby, when you're making a baby, when you're forming a baby in the womb, your baby's getting the nutrients and you're not. So if you supplement with the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, not only will you make sure your baby gets nutrients, but you'll be making sure you get nutrients as well. Yes, indeed, ma'am, your baby can benefit. And one last thing, a couple of nutrients that are great for lowering blood pressure. Magnesium, 2,000 milligrams a day, get on the Osteomag. And the B-complex, super, super important for lowering blood pressure. And the BTT is a great source of the B-complex. Thanks so much for calling. Vicky, I hope we helped you out. We got to move on, but God bless you. Have a beautiful day. Diane in Nebraska, what's going on?
Dr. Ben, my optometrist wants me to take Timolol and a beta blocker.
You got some glaucoma? What do you got going on?
Yeah. What?
All right. Starting to break down there, Diane. Starting to break down a little bit. Now, I forgot if you said you were diabetic. Did you tell me you were diabetic or pre-diabetes or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Well, you want to focus with glaucoma issues. That's fluid buildup. That's just a classic sign that vessels in the eye are starting to break down. There's all kinds of little canals and valves in the eye, microscopic canals and valves that allow a fluid to drain out over time. These canals and valves can start to break down. This especially happens when we have problems with sugar metabolism, and diabetics know good and well well, that glaucoma and diabetes go hand in hand. So I would be treating glaucoma issues as a sign that your the little valves and the microscopic canals are starting to get decarmalized. Technically, they call that glycation. It could also be that these canals and valves are starting to oxidize, and so you want to start using antioxidants, and you want to start controlling your sugar intake and the way your body processes sugar. So all the sugar metabolizing nutrients, number one, the B complex, thiamine, especially vitamin B1, niacin, vitamin B3. I'd be using the BTT. I'm sure you are using the BTT already, but you may want to double up on the dose of it. Get on the Osteomag is magnesium glycinate. It comes in 200 milligram tablets. You probably want about six of those a day, around 1200 milligrams a day of magnesium. Make sure you're getting enough essential fatty acids, and make sure your body is processing those essential fatty acids. So use your EFAs after meals. Make sure you're using your EFAs with digestive enzymes and with apple cider vinegar and all the other nutrients that help you process fats, things like lecithin, vitamins like choline, bile salts. All these can help you process fats. So focus on oxidation. Focus on glycation. Of course, chromium and vanadium and the sweeties, those are wonderful for as anti-glycating nutrients. I like the amino acid taurine, which we don't talk a lot about. Taurine is a sulfur amino acid, and we'll be talking about sulfur amino acids in the next couple of days. But sulfur and sulfur amino acids are very, very important for helping the body process sugar, because insulin is sulfur dependent. So anything you could do to up your sulfur content, all the things we're talking about with sulfur and using taurine, can also help you with sugar metabolism. Long story short, focus on oxidation, focus on sugar metabolism, and of course, if you have digestive issues, those always need to be addressed first and foremost. Thank you so much for calling. Diane, hope we helped you out. I got about a minute here to talk to Anna in Texas. What's going on, Anna?
Yes, hi, good morning, Ben. I was recently diagnosed with lichen planopilaris.
Okay.
And I had a scalp biopsy, and I just wanted your feedback on what you recommend.
Did they give you any medicine?
Yeah, they gave me a prescription for a steroid, but I put in my shredder.
Here's the thing. Using common sense, why would they give you? Wouldn't they give you a steroid drug like cortisone? What are they trying to do?
I don't know whether they're just trying to alleviate any of the symptoms I have, because I have a little bit of itching. And
well, what's the logic to using a steroid cream if you're a pharmacologist or a doctor or pharmacist? What's the logic to it?
Yes.
I'll help you out here. Cortisone, steroid creams are anti-immune and anti-inflammatory. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what does that tell you? If they give you a medicine that's anti-immune and anti-inflammatory, what does that tell you? What kind of condition do you have?
Exactly.
You have an immune condition and an inflammatory condition. And indeed, lichen planopilaris is thought to be an autoimmune disease. What you want to do is, in any case, whether it's autoimmune or not, it's an immune condition. You need to suppress the immune system, quiet down the immune system. The immune system is the defensive system. Whenever the immune system is activated, you have one question to ask, my dear, and that is, what is getting into my body that's activating the defenses? Usually you'll find there's some kind of food or digestive condition. Give us a call tomorrow, and we'll continue this if you want me to elaborate a little bit, okay? Thanks so much for your call. Got to move on. That's all the time we have for today. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Tomorrow we'll tell you about this molecule that's found in food. Sounds like sulfates, but unlike sulfates, this is stuff that you want to stay away from. I'll tell you what I mean when we continue our discussion on sulfur tomorrow. Thanks for listening, folks. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit priproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.